What should physicians look for in a potential successor? It's crucial to look beyond clinical expertise. The ideal successor should have what we call business owner DNA. This includes leadership skills, a deep understanding of the healthcare industry, and a strong business acumen. It's also about finding someone who aligns with the practice's vision and values. They need to be someone who can not only maintain, but also build upon the legacy that you've created over many years. Welcome to Medical Money Matters, the podcast where you can find experts, answers, and resources so that you can achieve mastery over the financial and business aspects of your practice. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Jill Arena. I began my career in accounting and finance, and I have more than 30 years of experience running medical groups. I own and operate a national healthcare consulting and revenue cycle company, and I am the author of Physician Heal Thy Financial Self. In 2020, I co-founded the Physician Leadership Project, and my passion is to increase financial and business literacy for physicians. Episode 58, Creating a Lasting Legacy, Succession Planning for Your Medical Practice. Welcome to Medical Money Matters, the podcast that's all about ensuring the financial health and longevity of your medical practice. Today, we're delving into a crucial but often overlooked aspect of medical practice management, succession planning. How do you ensure that your practice not only survives, but thrives long after you've stepped back? It's about creating a legacy, something that stands the test of time and continues to impact the community positively. Let's dive in. So, why is succession planning so important in a medical practice? It's about continuity and legacy. Without a clear plan, your practice could face uncertainty or decline after you retire. Succession planning ensures that the quality of care and the business health of the practice are maintained. It's not just about who will take over, but also about preserving the values and quality of care that have been the hallmark of your practice. The first step is selecting an heir apparent, or two, or three. What should physicians look for in a potential successor? It's crucial to look beyond clinical expertise. The ideal successor should have what we call business owner DNA. This includes leadership skills, a deep understanding of the healthcare industry, and a strong business acumen. It's also about finding someone who aligns with the practice's vision and values. They need to be someone who can not only maintain, but also build upon the legacy that you've created over many years. Let's talk about assessing this business owner DNA. How do you evaluate a potential successor's suitability? It's a combination of observation and engagement. Look at how they handle responsibilities, their decision-making skills, and their ability to lead and inspire others. Also, consider their understanding of the financial and operational aspects of the practice. That's where tools like leadership assessments can be helpful. As we discussed in our episode 56, they provide an objective view of a candidate's strengths and areas for development. Once you've identified a successor or two, how do you prepare them to take over? It's a gradual process, and good leaders start many years in advance. Start by involving them in strategic decisions and giving them more responsibility over time. This hands-on experience is invaluable. You have to be able to let some things go, which may be difficult if you've built up much of the practice on your own. Mentoring is also key. Share your insights and experiences. It's not just about training them in the technical aspects, but also imparting the wisdom you've gained over the years. It's important to create a formal training plan that covers all aspects of running the practice, from patient care to financial management. You may want to take a hybrid approach to this, do some training internally, and seek some formal training programs for them outside of the practice. Transitioning leadership can be challenging. How can retiring physicians ensure a smooth handover? Communication is critical. Make sure the entire practice, including staff and patients, are aware of the transition plan. This helps in managing expectations and reduces uncertainty. Also, be available to provide guidance during the transition period. A gradual handover can ease the process for both the successor and the practice. Now, let's talk about legacy. What does it mean to leave a legacy in the medical community? Leaving a legacy means that your values, your approach to patient care, and your business philosophy continue to influence the practice and the community positively. It's about creating something that lasts beyond your direct involvement. A successful practice that continues to serve and thrive is a powerful legacy to leave your community and something you can be proud of accomplishing. Building a legacy-driven practice starts with a clear vision and mission. Embed these into your practice's culture. Also, focus on building a strong team that shares your commitment to quality care and excellent service. And don't forget about community involvement. Being a part of the community and contributing to its well-being is a significant part of building a lasting legacy. It's easy to get so busy working hard and focusing on your practice and to lose sight of the fact that you're part of a thriving community. How would you like your practice to show up in the community? What do you want to be known for? As we're approaching anything new, it's important to consider the challenges in succession planning too. One of the biggest challenges is emotional attachment. Letting go can be hard. This is especially true if, like most physicians, your practice has been a major part of your life and your identity. Be real with yourself about this. If you're finding it hard to let go, it may be time to work with a coach who can walk you through the transition. Another common challenge is simply that of finding the right successor, someone who truly understands and shares your vision for the practice. And let's not forget the practical aspects like legal and financial planning. It's essential to have all these elements in place to assure a smooth transition. Succession planning is more than just a business strategy. It's about ensuring that the care and dedication you've put into your practice continue to benefit patients and the community. It's about building a practice that stands the test of time and continues to embody the values and principles that you've worked so hard to establish. Thanks for joining us on Medical Money Matters. Remember, your practice is not just your livelihood. If you manage it well, it's a legacy that can continue to make a difference. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. We're here to help you navigate the complex world of medical practice management. Join us for our next episode, where I speak with Dr. Anne Hirsch, a national expert on getting doctors paid for the work they've already done and at winning the coding game. You can find more information online at medicalmoneymatterspodcast.com, and you can subscribe to the Medical Money Matters content website for physician leaders to find budget templates and many other tools. We've included those links in the show notes. As I like to close out these podcasts, congratulations on taking the next step in your professional development and for making the commitment to learn about the financial and business aspects of your practice. I look forward to being on this journey with you and send you my heartfelt gratitude for all that you do for your patients all day, every day.